You're listening to Away With Words. I'm Grant Barrett.
And I'm Martha Barnett. We talk a lot on this show about grammar and slang and word origins, but when you get right down to it, so many of the calls we get are really about relationships. So for this special fundraising edition...
Well, we have a whole episode of our favorite calls about relationships between husbands and wives, parents and kids, employees and bosses, boyfriends, girlfriends, colleagues and peers.
Remember Kurt from Philly? He called about this game he plays with his girlfriend.
Right, but they had a little disagreement.
Do you guys know the game Padiddle?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we do.
Well, let's hear you describe it.
Awesome. Well, it's a game that you play in the car that when you see somebody with one headlight out, you hit the ceiling of the car and then you say padiddle, and whoever gets to do it first gets a point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the debate is that my girlfriend and I, when we were driving back from visiting my parents in Ohio, the game padiddle came up. I can't remember if I hit it or if she hit it. And then it turns out that she calls that game Padiddo, and I call it Padiddle. And so there was this massive debate about who was right and about what the correct, you know, what the correct name of the game is. You know, she's from Minnesota, I'm from Ohio, and, you know, it's hoping that you could let us know, like, you know, what's the actual name of the game, where did it come from?
And Kurt, how much is riding on this?
Oh, lots of pride. Lots of pride. There's a bit of a wager. And especially if I lose, I have to greet all of her friends in this really exaggerated manner. Kind of how she does it. So.
What? You have to do like the girl squeal and the girl hug when you see her friends or something?
Exactly. I'm going to, it's fun! And air bear! So there's a lot of writing on this.
Oh, boy.
All right. Well, I'm happy to tell you that you're both right and you're both wrong and you're playing it wrong.
Oh, what?
So it looks like both of you are going to have to pony up.
Oh, boy, yeah.
All right, let's break this down as simple as we can. First, let's talk about the history. As far back as the 1940s, this was a kissing game. When you saw a car with its headlight out, a boy could claim a kiss from a girl or a girl could claim a kiss from a guy.
This
was
And
the thing
okay.
is, the girl also had the option of smacking the guy if she wanted instead of kissing him.
Ooh,
yeah, okay. So it's for a long time, for decades, it was just a kissing game. And there are lots of complicated versions that involve different things happening when you saw your third padiddle of the night. The padiddle is the name for the vehicle with the one light.
Wait, you can get to third base by the third padiddle?
Well, it depended. It depended on how old you are, where you were, and how much the folklore journals wanted to put in print. I love this particular phrase from one of these journals. It says, sometimes the couples save up their padiddles throughout the evening and have a reckoning before departure. In other words, they don't give little smooches
reckoning
along the way. They just neck a little bit before they go home.
Oh, okay.
So, Kurt, is that the way you played it?
I hope they park before they pull up the reckoning.
So you'll both be happy to hear that this will bring you closer together if you start playing it correctly.
Although
she might smack you once in a while. And then the other thing is, the name of this game, because it's transmitted from mouth to ear and mouth to ear, that is, it's rarely been put in print, except in, like, folklore journals, it's heavily corrupted. The name, I've got 7 different variants of the name right here in front of me. It's a lot of different versions, the Padiddle and Perdido and Padoodle and Padungle, lots of variants of this. And this is what happens to any word that is transmitted orally or verbally, right? Something becomes corrupted as it's passed from mouth to ear. And so there isn't a canonical perfect form of this word. There is not one form of it that's the right one.
Great, you're killing me.
Awesome.
Is there any way to tell what's the most common?
No, method? No, you're not allowed to do that. It's not really. Like I said, it rarely appears in print. If you wanted to say that there was one form that is the most correct, I would choose what is called the head word from the Dictionary of American Regional English. And they have chosen the spelling P-A-D-I-D-D-L-E. Padiddle.
Okay.
That's the way you were doing it, right?
That was your spelling, right?
Yeah. I think I've got a feather in my cap on this one.
I think you do, too. Well, they sound like a fun couple. But then who could forget Jera from Vancouver?
Oh, right. She wanted a word to describe her boyfriend's unusual talent.
Yep.
My boyfriend is very proud of a weird skill he has, which is that he can take off his socks and roll them together and throw them across the room using only his toes. And I commented that he had great toe dexterity. But then I was thinking about it, and I was actually wondering where the words dexterous and dexterity come from. And can they be applied to feet, or do they only apply to hands? And if they only apply to hands, is there a different word for having toe dexterity?
Wow. Now, Jera, you said that he could throw the socks across the room with his toes?
He takes them off with his toes. He rolls them up and throws them across the room.
Yeah.
And have you trained him to throw them into the laundry basket? That's my question.
I think that's usually the goal. And yeah.
How long does one have to practice to accomplish this?
I haven't really asked him that. I think it's something that just sort of came naturally.
Oh,
I was going to say, because
okay.
If he'd spend the same amount of time, say, learning physics, he could be working for a space agency right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it's a very marketable skill, but he has lots of other of those, so it's okay.
Yeah, hey, I could see that on his resume.
Hey, if he's picking up his socks, he's a keeper, right?
Yeah.
Is it only his socks, or does he pick up other things and throw them?
I
mean, he's like, he picking up balls of lint and dust bunnies and that sort of
yesterday
thing.
Yesterday he took off his watch with his hands, but then he moved it to another place in the room using his toes.
My goodness. He's just a laugh a minute, isn't he?
Yeah.
And is he dexterous? Would you say he's dexterous, Martha?
I would say he's dexterous.
He has dexterity.
He has dexterity.
And it's not manual dexterity, because that's dexterity of the hands. So what is it then? Pedal dexterity?
Pedal? You know, I didn't think of it being anything more specific than just dexterity. I mean, I think of, Messi playing for Argentina soccer, or Marta for the soccer team in Los Angeles.
Right.
I would say they have dexterity.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would specify.
We're agreed here, Jero. You can have dexterity of the feet. It doesn't have to be just the hands. But you might also say that somebody is nimble or agile, or there are other words for this that are a little more associated with full body dexterity, right?
Mm-hmm.
And here's an old word I wanted to share with you. It's obsolete, but I'm going to share it anyway, just because it sounds similar to what we're talking about. It's feteous.
What?
F-E-A-T-E-O-U-S. Feteous. It means dexterous.
Well, I think that's the word for toe dexterity then, feteous. Just change the A to an E.
Yeah, feteous. The wrong company might be taken the wrong way, but yeah.
We'll be back in just a moment, but right now it's your chance to show how feteous you can be.
That's right. Pick up the phone, use your feet, your hands, elbows, whatever, and call with your support for the kind of radio you love.
Here's the number.